Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast. With big name interview shows and short daily episodes like this one, released every Tuesday through Sunday. I'm Paul Stevenson, thanks as always for hitting play. Now today is November the 10th, and on this day in 2002, there was an all-star Simpsons show. Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, Tom Petty, Elvis Costello, Lenny Kravitz and Brian Setzer all guest starred on the show where they ran a rock and roll fantasy camp. Also on this day, back in 1975, Queen reportedly filmed the video to Bohemian Rhapsody. Now, according to director Bruce Gowers, it took about 4 hours to do. The video would be shown millions of times. Well, okay, slight exaggeration maybe. On Top of the Pops, it was lots, which helps propel the song to becoming one of the most popular singles of all time in the UK. And speaking of popular, on this day in 1986, Bruce Springsteen released Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, 1975-85. It sold a million copies in one day. Wow. And we also remember the great Greg Lake, who was born on this day in 1947. He found huge success as a solo artist and with Gary Moore, before that as part of Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and before that in King Crimson, where he was lead vocalist on the iconic In the Court of the Crimson King album. Greg sadly died in 2016, aged 69. But for today's show, we remember the release of another iconic album and accompanying single on this day in 1967. Yes, on this day 55 years ago, the Moody Blues released their album Days of Future Past and the single Nights in White Satin here in the UK. The single is legendary, of course. It charted in 3 separate years for the band in Britain. It peaked at number 19 in 1967, it peaked at number 9 in 1972, and again at number 14 in 1979. It was also a million seller in America as well. Now, as for the album, it came from Days of Future Past. It was a moderate success at first, but with the continued exposure and acclaim for Nights in White Satin, it became rightly regarded as a groundbreaking album, and many cite it as one of the earliest examples of a prog record as well. Now, it eventually went on to become platinum and peaked at number 3 on the charts in both Canada and the US. Now, I interviewed the Moody Blues legend member John Lodge last year on the show, and he talks about the recording of this seminal album.
Yeah, we were working on the stage show because obviously we were covering a lot of American songs before that, like everyone does. You learn from other people. And we've never been to America. How can we sing about the blues and the Delta and all this? So we started to write our own stage show. And when Decca approached us to make this album with the orchestra, the arranger was a guy called, beautiful man called Peter Knight. And he came to see us and said, why do you want to record something which you didn't write? Why not record your own songs? And that's what we did. We said, well, we'll have a 24-hour lockout in the studio so no one could know what was going on. And we recorded basically a stage show. That was it. But I remember the playback on the Friday night. We had girlfriends and friends came along and a couple of few people from the record company, and we played the record in the dark. And when the record finished, it was quiet, because that's the first time any of us actually had heard what we'd been creating. We all do our own parts, of course, but when you hear the whole thing together, when it's mixed by Derek Varnals and Tony Clark, our engineer and producer, he was like, what on earth we've done? And we said, play it again. And they played it again. And after that, everyone stood up and applauded. And it was very emotional. We never thought about if it was going to be a hit record. We knew we'd done something totally different to what anyone else had done. That was the excitement, you know, from that.
The excellent John Lodge there. Well worth checking out the full interview with him as he expands further on this record and what the execs thought of it at first. He talks about the writing of Nights in White Satin, touring the US, Justin Hayward, and so much more. You can check it out in full now on episode 46 of Vintage Rock Pod. But that's it for November the 10th. I'll be back tomorrow with more rock goodness. But until then, take care.